Hey there, it's Sarah. Today we're diving into the art of that electric first touch with a woman you're vibing with. You know, those moments where a gentle graze or well-timed handhold can send sparks flying. Let's break down some smooth moves to try when the moment feels right. Before we get started, if you feel like you could use a little expert advice in your dating life, there's a link in the description or pinned comment to book a free 60-minute strategy call with one of our experts. Now let's dive in. 1. Cheek caress. Picture this. You're deep in conversation, maybe sharing a laugh or a meaningful moment. If the emotional intimacy is there, try brushing the back of your hand lightly across her cheek. It's a tender gesture that shows you feel that special connection. The key here is reading her body language and the overall vibe. Is she leaning into you? Making strong eye contact? Touching you in return? Those are green lights that a cheek caress could be the perfect way to physically express the closeness you're feeling. But remember, this isn't a move to bust out when you first meet someone or if things feel purely platonic. A cheek touch is for when there's already a warm, flirty energy flowing and you want to take it to the next level in a gentlemanly way. Think of it as a physical whisper that says, "I'm really feeling this special moment with you." And if she smiles or blushes, you know you've struck the right chord. 2. Knee touch under table. All right, let's talk about the classic under the table knee touch. This one's perfect for those moments when you're sitting across from each other. Maybe on a dinner date or at a cozy cafe. And the banter and chemistry is on point. When she cracks a joke that has you both cracking up, or when the conversation takes a flirty turn, try giving her knee a brief, gentle touch under the table. It's like a secret signal between the two of you, acknowledging that spark and inside joke. The beauty of this move is in its subtlety. It's a blink and you'll miss it moment that feels intimate and exciting. It's not about being handsy or aggressive, but rather about creating a private connection in a public space. Of course, as with any physical touch, gauging her reaction is crucial. Does she smile, giggle, and maybe even touch you back? Those are signs she's digging the playful vibe you've created. But if she seems uncomfortable or moves away, take the hint and dial it back. The knee touch is a fun move in the right setting, but never at the expense of her comfort level. Read the room, respect her boundaries, and enjoy the thrill of a well-timed graze when the moment calls for it. 3. Holding hands. Next up, let's dive into the timeless art of hand-holding. This one's a classic for a reason. It's a simple yet powerful way to establish a physical connection and show your affection. Whether you're on a scenic stroll or sitting side by side, reaching for her hand can be a total heart melter. The key is to make it feel natural and unforced. If you're walking together, let your hands brush against each other a few times, gauging her reaction. If she seems receptive, try gently interlocking your fingers with hers. It's a gesture that says, "I want to be close to you," without being too overwhelming. When you're sitting together, whether on a park bench or cozied up on the couch, you can also try resting your hand palm up on your leg as an invitation for her to slip her hand into yours. It's a subtle move that puts the ball in her court and lets her decide if she wants to take the physical connection further. Remember, hand-holding is all about the context and the mood. It's perfect for those moments when you're feeling a strong emotional connection and want to express it through touch. But if she seems hesitant or pulls away, don't force it. The goal is to create a comfortable, consensual space where you can both enjoy the simple pleasure of holding hands when the time is right. 4. Arm wrapping. Picture this. You're on a romantic walk, the conversation is flowing, and you can't help but feel drawn to her. That's when the arm wrap comes in. It's a smooth way to show your affection and make her feel protected and cherished in the moment. As you're walking side by side, try gently placing your arm around her shoulders or waist, drawing her close to you. The key is to keep it brief and respectful. This isn't about clinging on or getting too handsy. It's a momentary gesture that says, "I'm here with you and I'm loving this connection we have." Of course, reading her body language is crucial. If she leans into you and seems to enjoy the closeness, that's a great sign. But if she stiffens up or pulls away, take the cue and give her some space. The arm wrap is all about creating a comfortable, consensual moment of physical connection, not pushing boundaries. When done right, this move can be a total butterfly inducer. It's a way to make her feel special and cared for, while also showing your confident, affectionate side. So the next time you're on a dreamy walk with your crush, consider a gentle arm wrap to take things to the next level. I hope this video is sparking some ideas for you. If you're ready to take things to the next level, why not sign up for our free 60-minute dating strategy call? Discover effective strategies to meet more women and boost your confidence. Check out the link in the pinned comment now. 5. Whispering in her ear. All right, let's talk about the art of the whisper. There's something undeniably intimate and exciting about leaning in close and whispering something in her ear. Whether you're sharing a private joke or paying her a sweet compliment, this move can be a total game changer when it comes to building sexual tension. The key is to make sure the context is right. You don't want to be whispering in her ear out of nowhere or in a setting that feels inappropriate. Wait for a moment when you're already physically close and the vibe is flirty and comfortable. Maybe you're at a crowded bar and want to say something that only she can hear. Or maybe you're cuddled up watching a movie and want to share a thoughtful observation. When you do lean in to whisper, make sure your breath is warm and your voice is low and gentle. You want her to feel the closeness and the anticipation, but not to be overwhelmed or uncomfortable. And of course, pay attention to her reaction. Does she lean into you, giggle, or whisper something back? Those are all signs that she's enjoying the intimate moment you've created. Remember, the whisper is a powerful tool in your flirting arsenal, but it's not about being creepy or invasive. Use it sparingly, and always prioritize her comfort and boundaries. When done right, a well-timed whisper can be the perfect way to take your connection to the next level. 6. Nape of neck touch. Now, let's explore a move that's a little more advanced, but can be incredibly effective when done right. The nape of the neck touch. This is a highly sensual area, so it's important to tread carefully and make sure the moment is right. One smooth way to incorporate this move is while adjusting her collar or necklace. If you're already in close proximity and the vibe is flirty, you might offer to help straighten her necklace or brush a stray hair off her collar. As you do so, let your fingertips graze the nape of her neck ever so lightly. It's a barely there touch that can send shivers down her spine. Another opportunity might arise while you're hugging or dancing close. If your hand naturally falls near the nape of her neck, you might gently caress that area with your thumb, almost absent-mindedly. It's a subtle move that can feel incredibly intimate and sensual. Of course, as with any physical touch, it's crucial to read her reactions and respect her boundaries. The nape of the neck is a sensitive and personal area, so make sure you have a strong rapport and clear consent before going there. When executed with care and confidence, this move can be a powerful way to spark desire and intensify your connection. 7. Quick peck on the cheek. This one's a classic for a reason. It's a sweet, affectionate way to greet or say goodbye to someone you care about. Of course, it's important to consider your relationship with the person before going in for a cheek kiss. When the moment feels right, lean in swiftly and plant a light, gentle kiss on her cheek. The key is to keep it brief and casual. This isn't a lingering, dramatic smooch. It's a friendly gesture that shows you're comfortable with physical affection and enjoy her company. One thing to keep in mind is hygiene. Make sure your breath is fresh and your lips aren't chapped or dry. You want the experience to be pleasant for her, not cringeworthy. As with any physical contact, gauge her reaction. Does she smile, blush, or maybe even return the favor? Those are good signs that she appreciated the gesture. But if she seems uncomfortable or turns away, don't push it. A peck on the cheek is a nice way to show affection, but it's not everyone's cup of tea. Read the room and respect her boundaries, always. And there you have it, a rundown of some smooth first touches to try out with that special lady in your life. So what's next for you? Discover if she's more sexually passionate than you realized, or learn how to tell if she's dying for you to notice her. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.